FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 8/26/19, and this month is just about over. Hard to believe, man. I can't believe it. Well, hey, should we buy Greenland? Or maybe we should just walk in there and take it, kind of like what the rest of the world is doing to our southern border. We'll just send in a few hundred thousand people. There's only 50,000 people in Greenland. It strategically is in a very key position in the Atlantic, the North Atlantic. We've got a military base there, the northernmost military base in the hemisphere, well, in the world for the United States. Hey, before I forget, email us. Do you think we should take Greenland? KL@KerryLutz.com. That is the email address. So do we take Greenland? You know, also, it's been totally underexplored in terms of resources. There's probably oil there. There is uranium. We know that for sure. Probably a lot of gold and silver. You know, maybe there's too much gold and silver. Maybe we should just leave it the way it is. I don't know. But Karen Cataline is with us now. Karen, it's great to have you back on.
It's good to talk to you, too. Hey. I love Donald Trump's ideas. You know, he comes out with these things and you say, huh, what? And then just when you think it's crazy, unlike Joe Walsh, who I'm going to write about this week, you say, you know, that makes sense. Because after all, if you apply, you know, the principles, the lack thereof of the Democrats, they think that everybody's land is everybody else's land. So why wouldn't Greenland be ours? Why couldn't we just, you know, why do they have to have borders and a culture? Aren't we allowed to just go there? I thought you made a great point. Well, we should just go there and demand to be let in.
Yeah, and it's part of it's part of Denmark, so probably means that they got really good social benefits here, and maybe we could just forward anyone trying to come to the U.S. to Greenland and let them take advantage of the social safety net up there instead of here.
I think it makes total sense. I mean, when you don't have any boundaries, you don't have any principles, you know, why not turn everything on its head as the left has been trying to do in our country?
For years, I mean, decades.
You know, we never do that. You know, we never do turnabout is fair play. I think that's important. Of course, we may not live up to all of our standards, but at least we have some.
Yeah. Not if the left has anything to say about it. They think, right. You know, they think that a person with an 80 IQ should be the valedictorian of Harvard, right? Oh, wait a second. No, they don't believe in valedictorians.
Wait a minute. I'm not so sure that it is.
No, they don't believe in valedictorians because that's not fair, and that will hurt the self-esteem of the rest of the class who, you know, didn't affirmative action their way up the ladder of the class.
Right. It's just preposterous. I mean, everywhere you look, they're turning even their own ideas of 20 years ago on their head.
Yeah.
And since they don't have any institutional memory, they forget. You know, they're appealing to a younger generation that hasn't been taught any history whatsoever.
God forbid. No
one's going to remember, well, hey, didn't you say something sort of the opposite, like maybe 10, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Nah, they don't care.
No.
They don't care.
Hey, well, you know, all I know is Obama was really groundbreaking. The brilliance of his administration. Who would have ever else thought that air traffic control was such a fertile area for affirmative action? You know, the first thing I look at when I'm flying in a plane, I just say, I hope to God there is an affirmative action air traffic controller or a lot of them there, because it makes me feel so much safer, right?
Yeah. Well, like your doctor too. You want to make sure that, your doctor looks like America, whatever that's supposed to look like, instead of merit. And be, color blind and minority blind and all the rest of it.
I'm totally
in favor.
No,
we can't have that. We have to cleave to quotas to make sure everybody is equal.
It's very important, you know.
Are we being sarcastic here, Kerry?
Hey, if the plane's got to crash in the skies, in the interest of diversity, then that's just the price we have to pay.
There you go.
So anyway, speaking of diversity, you wrote an article about these lovely, the squad. Now, you know, they are the best reason to bring back lobotomies that I have ever seen. I mean, they are walking ads for it, because the only way to shut them up is to disconnect their frontal lobe from the rest of their brain. That would be the only thing that would calm these kids down.
Yeah. I know we're being very, very cynical and sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious here. Karen, I am totally serious.
Very, very serious. When you have Israel haters and America haters and terrorist sympathizers sitting in Congress, I mean, what else can you say but make sarcastic jokes?
We
do have to point that out.
Hey, the only one better than them is Elijah Cummings. Now, that guy has been the most obnoxious hack. He covered for every scandal that never occurred during the Obama administration, because that was a scandal-free administration, in case you didn't know, Karen.
Yeah.
Totally hack. Yeah. Total,
I didn't know that.
Totally corrupt. The guy was near bankruptcy. He marries this woman. She just happens to have a bunch of nonprofits, and now he's living high on the hog. And then you go fast forward to Baltimore, West Baltimore, and CNN can't even keep the meme straight, because as they're recording what a paradise it is, there's a rat, a super rat, running across the screen. I mean, is that justice or what?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Today's show is brought to you by U.S. Gold Corp. U.S. Gold Corp. is a U.S.-focused gold exploration and development company advancing high-potential projects in Wyoming and Nevada. U.S. Gold Corp. has consolidated a district on Nevada's productive Cortex Trend and is advancing the Copper King project towards production in Wyoming. Led by a team of prolific company builders and renowned explorers, including Dave Mathewson, who is directly responsible for several major Nevada gold discoveries, U.S. Gold Corp. is well-capitalized and has an extremely tight share structure with less than 20 million shares outstanding, and trades on the NASDAQ, a major exchange, under the ticker symbol USAU. To learn more, go to usgoldcorp.gold. That's usgoldcorp.gold.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
It sort of is reminiscent. Remember during the Iraq War?
Baghdad Bob. Same deal.
And you said to yourself, how could anybody be that? How could anybody insult our intelligence to that extent? And then voila, 20 years later, not even, we're watching people insult our intelligence. Don't look at what you're watching. Don't even believe your own eyes. And certainly if you live in Baltimore, keep electing Democrats. I thought it was spectacular what Donald Trump did. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the 2020 campaign of Donald Trump holding accountable Democrats for their own policies in some of the biggest cities in this country, all of the big cities in this country for the most part, which they are hell-bent on destroying.
Mm-hmm. And they've done a yeoman's job at that. All of these cities... It's like I say, you show me a failing city, I will show you a city that has had near one-party rule for close to 50 years or more. The last Republican that was mayor of Chicago, Al Capone was running the city when that guy was mayor. So they never really did have one. Washington, D.C. never had a Republican. Now, I'm not saying that the cure to all that ails these cities is a Republican mayor. Nothing could be further from the truth. The point is, one-party rule is a prescription for mass failure, for literal disintegration of the city and flight of the middle class. Nobody stays in these places. And even cities that aren't failing, it's just a matter of time, like New York City. You know, we got Comrade DB there, who is just maniac, and he thinks he's running for president, except that they can't find one person on the planet who will admit that they're going to vote for this dork.
Yeah, they really do live in their own alternative universe, don't they? I think that Well, I agree with you that just because Republicans would be in charge of some of these cities, they're hardly going to be perfect. But I would argue that it is, in fact, the hard left policies of all of these places that are perfect examples of what happens when you let them run rampant. I probably have mentioned several times that in Colorado, which was always kind of a ticket splitting swing state,
Purple
very independent,
yes.
was taken over by Democrats. And there is a monopoly of Democrat power in Denver in the legislature. The Democrats own, and by huge margins, the House, the state Senate, the governor's mansion. And I've been a spokesperson for the Recall Jared Polis movement, which ends this week. The policy gives anybody who disagrees, anybody who thinks that this governor ought not be able to serve out his term through recall, gets 60 days to gather over 631,000 signatures. And there are people all over the state that are doing their best to do just that.
Hey.
And it's because of every leftist policy backed by huge financial dollars, and they're nationalizing state governments all over the country with the same policies that they clone in state after state. Things like red flag laws and safe injection sites where people can go and shoot up, unencumbered by federal law. And it creates these nightmarish environments right. wherever they are, that shuts down neighborhoods and parts of cities, turns them into drug dens, shutting down oil and gas. It's always the same prescription. And then if you don't fight back, what you get is a beautiful, beautiful city where I grew up in Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. looking like Seattle and San Francisco. Which used to be beautiful cities, too.
Yeah, they were. San Francisco. When I was first there 47 years ago, I thought it was heaven on earth. Same with L.A. Now, the interesting thing is, Karen, that Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, is facing a very serious recall campaign. They've been trying to monkey with the way the question gets posted on the ballot. But in all likelihood, come November, this guy's not going to be mayor of L.A. any longer. Now, that might not cure the problem, but it's just like when Gray Davis was governor of California and he got recalled.
Yeah.
And
he was recalled.
And Schwarzenegger became the governor of California. You know, he did try to do some stuff initially, but then he gave up and just became a total liberal. But the point is that the Republicans are so stupid. They don't understand that their way back to running these cities is simply to take on the homeless issue. Trump said it best. We need more asylums, more mental hospitals. That's the only place where you can house these people. You can't house them on the street. It's not fair to the rest of the community. It's not fair to anybody. And really, it's just made a total mess out of these cities, and somebody has to see the light and understand that we need to reinstitutionalize these people. Look, Karen, you're paying $40,000+ a year to house them on the street. How much more is it going to cost to put them in a mental hospital? And we're talking about the people who are mentally ill, drug addicted, alcoholic. Those are the ones that need to be there.
I'm going to say something that just sounds so outrageous. But if you look at the policies the left is pushing, pushed by George Soros and others, you have to conclude that the left is hell-bent on creating more mentally ill. I know people think that's impossible, but it's not. Creating more drug addiction, more dependence on government, more dependence on the welfare state, and more criminality.
Of course.
Because they haven't been chipping away at civil society. They've been taking a jackhammer to it. And I read stuff every day about pushing, for example, this this notion, this insane upside down notion that gender is fluid in grade school.
It isn't?
And when you have,
it's not fluid? I didn't know that. When did you hear that?
There you go.
When did you find that out?
LGBT, they want to grow these populations by telling kids that there's no such thing as boys and girls.
They want to raise them as theybies.
I just read an article.
They want to raise them as theybies.
Yeah. It's outrageous. It's insane.
Madness.
When you take mentally people who are already vulnerable, who are already have a mental health history, and you push on them constantly these insane leftist notions that they're victims. You've got victimhood, which is nothing more than a persecution complex that they are now creating as a cultural norm, that certain groups are victims by virtue of the color of their skin or their birth, and that there's no gender, and that criminals are victims and law-abiding citizens are criminals, and people who have guns to defend themselves and their families are crazy. Mm-hmm. All of these insane notions are creating and growing the population of gender dysphoric adults, mentally ill people. You look at the people who committed those horrible atrocities in Dayton and in El Paso, and you find people that had a twisted, even more twisted notion of collectivist groups. I mean, it's crazy making stuff. And so your listeners and people who hold fast to not only a higher authority, but to the Constitution, which mm-hmm. is the law of the land in this country, we have to speak out louder than ever, because otherwise these crazy cultural notions become the norm, which is exactly what they want to happen. And remember what Breitbart said. Breitbart said, and he was right, politics is downstream from culture, and they are hell-bent on changing the culture so they can change politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. It's definitely a cultural war, and these people are just basically insane. And they have, like you said, they want dependency on government. They want increased welfare rolls. They want increased food stamps. You know, this is their game. This is their goal for sure. And we see it over and over and over again.
And we didn't ever believe that was possible not very long ago, because we knew this just creates misery and unhappiness and robs people of their freedom. And it just was hard to get our brain around the fact that they could want so much unhappiness for the sake of their own political agenda.
Yeah.
But they've been indoctrinated too, that this is somehow best. And you know how they do it? By appealing to people's narcissism, by appealing to their fear, their worst fears, and by appealing to the notion that they're better and smarter than everybody else. This is so, like I said, this is absolute crazy making for the sake of changing the culture. Mm. You know, I'm on a roll. What can I do? We've all got to speak out this. And with programs like yours, you know, we're doing it. And who's trying to shut us down? You know,
you know what our most
the people
powerful
that don't like what we're saying.
Yeah. You know what our most powerful tool is to shut them down though, and to bring their practices to light is ridicule and humor, because the one thing you can be sure of, the left has no sense of humor and no ability to deal with it. And the fact is that the funnier and the more they get ridiculed, and the memes too, the memes are a form of ridicule, and they can't,
it's
the
so
left
true.
Cannot meme. The left is incapable of memeing. And if that's a, if that's a word or not, but they're incapable of comprehending and creating their own memes in a meaningful way. But the memes have just destroyed them. And, you know, like that rat running across the screen in Baltimore, you know, Baltimore is a worker's paradise, except the people are getting shot right and left. Crime is off the charts. The police have withdrawn and just said, burn the place down. We're not risking our lives and our careers and our fortunes, our financial security, so that we can get brought up on charges from some dirtbag dies in the back of a car, in the back of the paddy wagon that we had nothing to do with. Why would you take that risk? You'd be crazy. And then Baltimore is going to the governor, the city of Baltimore, saying, please give us more money. Please help us do this. How about please support your police department? Go behind them 100%. Tell them to go get the job done. Get a guy there who is not afraid to act. Get the equivalent of William Bratton, who turned around New York and then turned around L.A. He had Skid Row totally under control. And then he left, and then it fell to hell. You know, this cure is that you don't need heavy-handed government. You just need government that is accountable and is motivated and has goals of bringing the place under control, bringing back the social order. Anyway, Karen, we're like kind of running over. Just tell us where we find you these days and how we listen to your show.
Yes. Well, anything more than you ever want to know about me, you can find at my website, KarenCataline.com. Karen spelled the normal way, K-A-R-E-N, Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. And there you'll find my podcast for my show, Spouting Off, which I hope to have you, Carrie Lutz, as my guest in the next few weeks or so. I write op-eds, I write blog posts, and I'm just an all-around rabble-rouser. And it's always great to talk to you.
Hey, well, it's always great to talk to you, too. And we can't rabble-rouse enough. These people are completely insane. And, you know, if they were intelligent, crazy people like the guy, A Beautiful Mind, the guy who was like, I think it was a Harvard professor. All right. So you could kind of relate to that. But, you know, when it comes to these people, thank you, but no thank you. We have enough dumb people in the world. We don't need to put them into positions of power.
Well, it's our job to educate. There is difference, as you know, between stupidity and ignorance, and there's a lot of people that just don't pay attention.
I don't know. There's
and it's
a lot
our
of...
job to help them pay attention.
Hey, there's a lot of ignorant stupidity out there, Karen, so I can't, sometimes you just can't tell the difference. You kind of have to become a connoisseur of stupidity, and that's a dangerous task. In any event, hey, questions, comments, email us kl@carrielutz.com. Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. Sign up for our newsletter. Just sent one out about 15 minutes ago. It's getting opened by thousands of you out there now. Karen, we'll talk to you again real soon. Can't thank you enough for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.